Have you done anything recently that might have caused it, such as heavy lifting or awkward movements?
No, it just appeared from nowhere.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch für PTA beschäftigt sich mit der Volkskrankheit Rückenschmerzen. Ein Kunde erzählt der PTA, dass er seit kurzem Schmerzen im unteren Rücken habe und bittet um ihren Rat. Sie empfiehlt an erster Stelle Bewegung. Er erwidert, dass Bewegung schmerzhaft für ihn sei. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kunde und frischen Sie ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. I'd like something for backache and stiffness, please.
How long have you had it?
About a week.
Where does it hurt?
The lower back, the lumbar region, I believe it's called.
Is there any tingling or numbness?
No.
Have you ever injured your back?
Not that I can remember.
Have you done anything recently that might have caused it, such as heavy lifting or awkward movements?
No, it just appeared from nowhere.
Do you have a job that requires physical strength?
No, I work in an office.
Ah, so your job is mainly sedentary. What have you done so far against the pain?
Basically, I've tried to rest and I've had a couple of hot baths. The pain disappears while I'm in the water, but comes back as soon as I get out.
I'm afraid resting is usually contraproductive. Gentle movement and specific exercises are often the best therapy.
But movement is painful.
I'm sure it is. And because of that, it's better to take a painkiller in order to alleviate the discomfort. I can recommend some pain-relieving medication. There are a variety of oral and topical products available. But in order to determine the best options for you, I need to know whether you have any other diseases. Have you had any trouble concerning the heart, stomach, liver or kidneys?
I occasionally get heartburn and indigestion.
Then we need to take that into consideration. The best intake time is at mealtimes, and perhaps you will also need an acid blocker. Painkillers will definitely help to make movement easier. If, however, the pain continues for another 3 to 5 weeks, you should make an appointment with your healthcare provider.
What will they do?
After a thorough examination, your doctor will check your medical history and your discomfort in more detail. If the origin of your pain remains unclear, you might be sent for an X-ray, a computed tomography, or an MRI scan to reveal problems with bones, muscles, tendons, etc.
Do you think I might need surgery? My neighbour thinks that might be the case.
That's very unlikely. If the pain is intense, you might get a cortisone injection. Once the cause of your back pain is clear, you will probably be referred to a specialist for physiotherapy. These people can show you how to strengthen your back and improve your posture. Many people also find yoga helpful.
I can't see myself doing yoga.
Then maybe you could sign up with a gym. There are special programs to strengthen the muscles in the back. It's certainly worth trying it out. Would you like me to look for a suitable pain reliever for you?
Yes, please.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.